This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. In a number of big cities around the country, a startling statistic has emerged. Various research shows that close to a third of homeless youth identify as gay, bisexual, or transgender. It's largely because gay youth are more often kicked out of their homes than straight youth. And even if they are not kicked out, they may feel so uncomfortable that they leave. NPR's Margot Adler has the story from New York City, where nearly 4,000 young people are homeless every night. Many of them are gay.
We're walking around the Christopher Street Pier in Greenwich Village, where dozens of gay and transgender youth hang out. I'm with Carter Sebron and Elena Wood of the Safe Horizon Streetwork Project. They're one of several nightly teams that go out to find homeless youth, giving out snacks and information.
Would you like a snack?
I mean, I guess, but I gotta
Yeah, you'd
get
like
that,
one? Like. Okay. I have Oreos. Here you go.
Thank you.
Is there any Doritos?
They tell the youth about Streetwork's drop-in centers, where they can have showers, get clothing, housing referrals, and more. They also give out condoms.
Oh, Magnum.
Oh, that's
only for the big people. A little person should never put that Magnum on there. I don't need that.
Can I get another one?
When I ask Sebron, the outreach coordinator for the Streetwork Project, whether that statistic that 30 to 40% of homeless kids are lesbian, gay, bi, or transgender, also called LGBT, makes sense, he says absolutely.
Yeah, I would say for the most part, the majority of the youth we see who identify as being homeless also identify as being LGBT.
His partner, Elena Wood, says it's not that all of them are thrown out of their home, although many are.
So the parent might not say you need to get out now, like I'm kicking you out, especially because that's illegal if they're under 18, you know. But, it's a very fine line between what's their choice and what's not.
Each homeless person has a different story. Jeremiah Beverly grew up in Wisconsin and Illinois.
The day after my 18th birthday this year, my adopted parent kicked me out. At the time, I was really infatuated with this guy, and she was listening to my phone calls. She started telling her family stuff about me, like, oh, he's this, he's that, he's gay, and, you know, just, like, talking about me like I'm not a part of the family.
Beverly was lucky. He had friends whose parents were more open. He stayed with them until he finished high school. Now in New York City, he's living in emergency housing, only available for 90 days.
I went from shelters and couch surfing to my own bed. Like, I haven't slept in my own bed almost a year, so it's really nice.
There are only three organizations that cater to homeless gay kids in New York City. Carl Siciliano is the founder and executive director of one of them, the Ali Forney Center, which he describes as the nation's largest organization dedicated to homeless LGBT youth. He started the center almost 10 years ago.
When I started the Ali Forney Center, kids were dying in the street. There was no shelter for gay youth. Every couple of months, I would know somebody who was murdered in the streets.
His goal was just keeping kids safe. But as the years have gone on, he says,
it's just become so clear to me that we're living in the societal moment where kids are coming out at younger and younger ages, and there are just so many parents that aren't able to be parents to their gay kids. They can't cope. They don't know how to deal with it. Their religion is in conflict with the reality of their kids' lives, and these kids are being thrown away.
It makes sense if you think about it. When kids grow up today, they see gays on television. They read about gay marriage in several states. If they think they are gay, they think they can come out of the closet at younger ages. Tiffany Coco grew up in East Harlem. She dropped out of school, did some drugs, was kicked out by her parents. She is now 23 and on a waiting list for housing. She's been homeless since she was in her teens.
Staying at friends' houses, couch surfing. I lived on the streets, literally. The A-train was my best ride. Waking up to the sunrise, gorgeous. Slept on stoops, park benches, and then finally, shelters.
Siciliano says the gay rights movement has not been good about dealing with the issue of homeless gay youth.
The movement was articulated and thought out at a time when it was almost all adults coming out. We've really framed our fight for equality in adult terms. And almost all of the victories that we have won only really benefit the adults in our community.
He says the gay community hasn't really dealt with poverty and destitution.
There are kids!
We're at a rally for gay homeless youth.
There are kids! There are kids!
There's a crowd of a couple of hundred in Union Square. It's a different kind of struggle to protect our kids than the ones we've fought before, Siciliano tells the crowd. With adults, it's a fight for laws like marriage equality.
It's not so much laws with the kids, it's economics. It's a fight for resources. That's what our community hasn't quite gotten yet. We have to fight for resources to protect our kids.
That's right.
And how dare we say it gets better to the kids if we're not willing to fight to make sure they have what they need.
There are only 250 beds for 3,800 homeless kids in New York City. Waiting lists are huge. Facing a $10 billion deficit, Governor Andrew Cuomo made compromises with the New York State Legislature. Budget cuts would have taken 100 of those beds away. New York City's City Council restored monies cut from both the city and state budget, so no beds have been cut. A spokesperson said Governor Cuomo asked all local governments to take more responsibility for their budgets by eliminating waste and prioritizing vital programs. But Siciliano is still angry that homeless kids are not a priority. Of the governor, he says, it tears my heart in two.
Here you have, you know, a political leader who's doing so much to help the adults of our community and is taking actions that really harm and imperil the most vulnerable youth of our community. So what do we do? What is our response to that?
He hopes that the rally in late October is the beginning of a real campaign for youth shelter. They're calling for 100 more beds for homeless youth each year until the need is met. But homeless kids don't have power, money, or votes. It's hard to believe that they will be at the top of many politicians' lists in future city and state budgets. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.